Muchas gracias. I especially thank the interpreter. You are so good that I can speak quickly. No problem, eh? Thanks to Acción Ecológica and Amsterdam, and Carlos and all of you for thinking with me how we move from oil in the soil. Vanessa, muchas gracias. This beautiful artwork was done for the Durban COP, the COP17, the United Nations Climate Summit in 2011. So I will think about with you in a perfect moment now, today, how we bring your spirit and your campaign, your strategies, maybe your tactics to South Africa, to Foyeni, Somkeli, Mfolozi, in KwaZulu-Natal, okay? It's like Yasuni in geographical terms compared to the capital, Pretoria, to the big city, Johannesburg. And it's got more people on the edge that is threatened by coal. And it's got the oldest game park in Africa, Shlushlui Mfolozi, where the white rhinoceros was saved from extinction about 40 years ago. There were only 20 left. Now there are several thousand. Can we have a Yasuni in Foyeni, in Somkeli, to help the peasants, to help the animals, to help the biodiversity, and to especially make the connection to climate change, keeping the fossil fuels underground? On Friday, this question came up in the courts near Foyeni, Pietermaritzburg, because the activists don't want that coal company to continue. But these men do. They're the workers. So this is like the Correa, right? He wants to get the money. Okay. So they say, Viva Tendele, the coal company. This is very difficult for us. So we have to confront this contradiction immediately. But the community activists, mostly women, the peasants who live there, and their men are mostly living in the big cities, they're saying, no, leave the coal in the hole. And they're very, very strong, but the battle means we must take this contradiction seriously and take what Carlos was presenting when I first met him in 2007. The question of who should pay for leaving the coal in the hole. And that question comes up in yesterday's national energy plan from the government. And they say, we will just exploit the coal. We will make coal the basis of our energy forever and ever. And we were saying, no, 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 you must make renewable energy. So we have a big protest today about this because this coal plan continues four new coal-fired power plants plus new gas extraction, which is also a fossil fuel to amplify climate change. So today in Johannesburg on the main bridge is Greenpeace saying no to coal. This new energy plan must stop. And so the police ripped down the banner, arrested the activists. But we sent that message very strongly, that this is the site of struggle now for climate change and for the local people. It's difficult because the government has become under the control of a coal miner, Cyril Ramaphosa. And he was the one designing the National Development Plan. He was the deputy chairperson in 2011. So his two main projects were carbon intensive, $60 billion for rail to export 18 billion tons of coal, and also the port petrochemical complex in Durban. We don't have time to talk about that. But this is the coal in South Africa, mostly in the east and the north. And this is Foyeni, and it's this park that needs to be protected. But the rail line, $60 billion, will come through all through those coal lines, coal fields, and extract. And so Foyeni stands very exposed for even more extraction. And a Chinese company and BHP Billiton and Glencore have all been interested in a massive expansion. The plan was made in 2011. The coal price went down, but now you see it's coming up again. So that makes it difficult. We're fighting world capitalism and Chinese and Indian demand for coal. But on our side is beauty. Okay, what we've got in the oldest game park in Africa includes some beautiful animals. Now, you have a wonderful campaign. We have so much to learn from your propaganda, the beauty of selling this, and the beauty, the biodiversity, the extraordinary integrity of Yasuni. So can we do this project? Can we draw on the indigenous people? Can we find the solidarity that you had in Quito in March 2014? Can we put a major referendum together and overcome the fraud, like I think you're about to do? We were learning about this in 2011 when Oil Watch brought many of us out to Nuevo Rocafuerte, and we learned all about the situation in Yasuni and the alliances and the lines of argument. And we've had in the EJOLT, University Autonomous Barcelona, a whole project on Yasunization with lots of positive lessons. And there are many negatives. So what does that mean if we want to apply these here? This is the park. You'll come and visit us one day, the oldest game park from 1895. It's just fantastic. We have bigger animals than you, Esperanza. small ones too. Okay, maybe not it's biodiverse, the leopards. This is what we call the big five, right? The leopard, the elephant, the buffalo, white rhino especially. So this white rhino has a big problem. Its horns are very valuable in Vietnam and China in the illegal trade. So this is what we see 400 times a year in Fuyeni, and about 1,000 times a year all over this region, which is poaching. And if you bring a coal company right up to the fence of this game park, well, you can guarantee much more poaching. There's also a drought in this area. It's 2014 to 2017. Luckily, it has broken, but it really gave the peasants who grow their food and have cattle a very clear sense in Fuyeni, the red area, that they need to defend against what has happened next door in Somkele, a coal mine, because there's an intrinsic connection to their land drying up and the water sources being diverted to wash the coal so it can be used for export. So this is the beautiful river. We have as much news coverage, I think, as Fuyeni to save the rhinos, to save the Mfolozi Park from the coal mining. But what we're seeing now with a group called WOMAN, which is your Acción Ecológica of South Africa, what we have in WOMAN is an explicit ideology of ecofeminism to draw the links using climate. And they work all over Africa to do this. This is Somkele. This is the threat right next to Mfolozi. And so this is the coal mine that's already tearing up the community, destroying the houses, the blasting, taking over the land, taking over the spiritual sites, the graves. These are the men who benefit. They're white, they're wealthy, they live in Johannesburg. Some of them now probably are from Shanghai. We don't even know their addresses because it's very secret. Some of them are BHP Billiton and Glencore Front people, the biggest companies in mining. These are the women fighting. These are the ones who, from about 2015, started to meet regularly and started to protest against the coal mine. This is the sort of Yasunidos in the making. And we're needing to find the kind of alliances that Quito can make with Yasuni. And we think we can do that partly through the climate argument. And then we need to address those workers, because we think there's a climate debt that must be paid for this kind of extreme damage to the area around KwaZulu-Natal. So Glencore and BHP Billiton are big threats. So are the Chinese that are apparently coming in to do the coal mining. And what we're needing is solidarity and finance, the same that you needed. Unfortunately, in your case, Korea didn't find the $3.6 billion by asking the elites of Norway, Germany, and Italy. Maybe we should have made a world campaign and asked the people. And the people we know can come out in their masses for climate change. This was about 10,000 in Durban in December 2011. And we also know there are some other people who don't want the masses involved. They're in the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, Conference of the Polluters. Yeah, we had to name it, the COP, Conference of Polluters. Is that okay in Espanol? I don't know. But these men, like Todd Stern, who was Washington, D.C. under, you know, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and John Kerry, for 8 years he was the manager of this UNFCCC. So when we thought that the North should pay for Yasuni and should pay for Mfolozi Fuyeni Somkele to leave the coal in the hole, we get this. The sense of guilt or culpability or reparations, I just categorically reject that. So this is the United States in default on its climate debt, even before Trump, right? Trump just walked out of Paris. And that meant that this man and the power he had and the alliances he had with the elites in Europe and in the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, meant that the Paris Climate Agreement in 2015 does not allow us to claim the climate debt to leave the oil in the soil and the coal in the hole. There's a wonderful film, The Bill, in German, that is also in Espanol, you can find it on YouTube, that makes this case quickly that people should arrange that their governments pay these debts. The debt is huge. This is where the debt is coming from, the historic polluters. Oh, there's China in there, but we have to be careful because China is simply the outsourcing site for the emissions. When we have our computers and our gadgets, we're also embedded in the consumption of carbon. They're just the ones producing it. So we must figure out how to arrange the greenhouse gas emissions by country per person. South Africa also shows up with a strong coal base. So let me conclude by asking, how do we restart the debate on the climate debt? How do we get Yasuni 2.0? How do we get Mfolozi, Shlushlui, Fuyeni, Somkele into this debate? Who owes the climate debt and who are the victims? So very quickly, these are the people I think we should be approaching in their societies, because we know Donald Trump and the EU leaders and the BRICS leaders who came to Johannesburg last month, they're not interested. So how do we build this movement? Partly, I think it's making clear the climate creditors, those who will be the victims of climate change, now can call the creditors, especially because we're looking at places like Yasuni and in Africa, where my friends here from Uganda can show, yes, that's Uganda. Those are the places that will be most at risk. And they're the places for many years that have been so stressed, for example, by civil war, by resource curses. We do have in our EJOLT network a series of these struggles. And we call these struggles environmental justice. And my last slide is really to show you that in our struggles for climate justice, to keep the coal in the hole and the oil under the soil, these are the struggles that must link us. Climate change is the unifying point. The climate debt is where we're going to need to ask the global north to pay. And it's in that sense that Yasuni is now restarting the campaign. We're just a step ahead. Muchas gracias.